Hi there. The word for you today is on how God works. The next few days, let's talk about the healing of the crippled man who had sat for 38 years at the temple gate, and God used Peter to bring about his healing. This story is rich with lessons. Today, here are three of them. Number one, he was in a beautiful situation, but he wasn't enjoying it. The Bible says a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg. Acts 3 verse 2. You know, when you have a stubborn problem, even if you're in a beautiful situation, you can't enjoy it. Number two, he was close to the answer, but it was beyond his reach. Every day he sat at the temple gates watching others go in and be blessed. But because of his particular condition, the law of Moses prevented him from doing the same. Let me ask you, is that where you are today? In church, but not able to receive what God has for you? You sing the songs, you pray the prayers, you listen to the sermons, but you still have the same old habits, hang-ups, and problems. Number three, when his moment of deliverance came, he needed help to seize it. The Bible says, Peter said, "In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up. Now this man had no reason to think that today would be any different from any other day. He didn't know that God had earmarked it on his calendar as the day of his deliverance. And you know what? This could be your day of redemption, of deliverance, of breakthrough too. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 2. Listen to these words. At just the right time, God says, "I heard you. On the day of salvation, I helped you." How about that? The right time for you is now, not tomorrow, not some distant, now. But it won't happen until you acknowledge your need of God and get ready to receive his help. That means keeping your faith strong, your heart open, and speaking God's promises each day over your situation until God answers in your behalf. Okay?